What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887, 866-96-POTUS. Got a couple of guests coming on the show today. One would happen to be an individual by the name of Chris Cuomo. You may have heard of him. He's the host of Cuomo on News Nation, which airs every weeknight from 8 p.m. at 8 p.m. on News Nation. He's starting a new show this month right here on Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124, and Morning Drive, actually, 7 to 9 a.m. So can't wait to talk to him about that, along with some of the things going on and percolating in this country. Certainly, that's going to be one subject matter to get into. Another is going to be with longtime radio conservative talk show host, the one and only Larry Elder, who thinks quite differently than a lot of folks. Let's say it like that. But definitely, he's going to be on the show as well, because I wanted to talk to him about some things as well. Before I get into any of that, however, I wanted to get to what's on my mind. And that is this. To all the Republicans out there, to all the conservatives out there, you're about to lose the midterms. You're going to lose. And you might lose the presidency in 2028. And it's going to be at the fault of your president, Donald Trump. He's going to blow it for you. He's going to blow it for you. I want you to hear it first. And yes, I'm calling him out, my buddy Sean Hannity, because I text him to tell him that. Trump is blowing it. He's blowing it. He's going to blow it for himself. He's going to blow it for the GOP. He's going to blow it for Congress. He's going to blow it for the Senate. And he's likely going to blow it for the White House. All because of what I said from day one. The man don't know how to act. And if I saw him to his face, I tell him, he don't know how to act. He don't know how to act. We want to talk all of these things about, hey, how's the economy? Hey, we're not losing those tariff wars. The borders are patrolled. Okay? We've rectified some things with the border. Affordability might still be an issue, but we think we'll address that. Safety in the streets, we ain't messing around. Normalcy has kicked in, blah, blah, blah. That's what we were hearing. That's what we were hearing. We ain't hearing that now. We ain't hearing that now. What you're hearing about is Gestapo tactics on a part of ICE. What you're hearing about is what happened to going after the hardcore criminals and making sure to deport them, as opposed to terrorizing everyday normal American citizens. What we're hearing about is chaos, chaos, chaos. And oh my Lord, we don't need to see this again. We don't need to see this again. That's what you're hearing about. And you're hearing a president that doesn't know how to be quiet. You know, crack addicts, they're people that are addicted to crack. Cocaine and heroin addicts, they're addicted to cocaine and heroin. Alcoholics, they're addicted to alcohol. I never heard what the word is that defines somebody addicted to carrying a microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, I, your friendly neighborhood host, is on the air between ESPN and Sirius XM. I am on the air live a minimum of 22 hours a week, a minimum of 45 weeks a year. A year. Ladies and gentlemen, that equates to over 900 hours. And I've got nothing on Trump. Not a damn thing. He can't stop. Every time you turn around, it's something. It's something. Conflict in Iran. We coming. Russia, Ukraine, still unresolved. But we're around. 25% tariffs on anybody that does business with Iran. I'm here. 37-year-old woman gets shot in Minnesota. You'd think you'd hear. We'll investigate the matter. We'll see what comes of it. What you hear is that it was an act of domestic terrorism by Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem. What you see is a vice president trying to mimic Trump, trying to be Trump part 2.0, okay? Mimicking his speech and everything else that he says, chastising the media right in front of their face, because how dare they bring this stuff up and act like she was a victim. You hear the president talking about how the ICE agent was harmed. And you're seeing reports about how it had to be hospitalized. And all of us saw him move out of the way, step to the side, and then pump a bullet into the windshield and ended up shooting her in the head. Now, I know I made news when I said what I said, and I'm going to say it again to make sure I'm being repetitive on purpose so we understand where I'm coming from. I said from a legal perspective, and I know people took it and ran with the headlines and created all of this nonsense and trying to twist and turn my words, but that's okay because that's what comes with this. What I said was, from a legal standpoint, the officer was justified because at first glance, that's what I saw. If you're standing in front of a vehicle with an officer standing on the side, with them imploring you to come out, and you decide to back up and then try to race off with the officer right in front of you, and he has to move out of the way, otherwise he would have gotten hit, they're going to say that's justification. Whether we agree with it or not, if you got the president, the vice president, the Department of Homeland Security, and you have so much power and influence that you are in control of the FBI and you are in control of the DOJ, where you think it's going to go? You think this person is going to be incarcerated, thrown in jail, particularly when you throw out information and intel talking about how he was dragged in the streets over a year ago and suffered serious bodily harm because of a similar incident to what occurred in Minnesota over a week ago. That's what you're going to say. But the reality is that even though you're going to sit up there and pretend that he was justified legally, what I did say and what I continue to say is that morally, ethically, humanely, there's no justification. My God, where's your humanity? What the hell are you doing? Shooting a woman in the head that was just trying to get away. And all she was doing prior to trying to get away was protesting ICE's presence in Minneapolis. That's why you have the AG in Minneapolis. That's why you have the mayor of Minneapolis and others imploring ICE to get the hell out. That's why you have the governor, Tim Walz, of Minnesota imploring the FBI to make sure to be inclusionary with the local and state law enforcement officials because they want to be involved because they can't trust that all of this stuff is going on. And in the meantime, either they get ignored or they get excoriated. And along the way, you're seeing protests in the streets. And before you know it, it's going to extend beyond Minneapolis. It's going to go back to Portland. It's going to go to Chicago. It's going to come to New York. It might end up in L.A. And what does Trump do? He says, hey. Essentially, I don't give a damn. It's so bad right now. Even the godfather of podcasting, Joe Rogan, who endorsed Donald Trump right before the 2020 election, has spoken out about him. Listen to what Joe Rogan had to say.
You don't want militarized people in the streets just roaming around, snatching people up. Are we really going to be the Gestapo? Where's your papers? Is that what we've come to?
You know what's bad about that? You can't pull off on Joe Rogan what you try to pull off on normal folks. Because he got his own audience in tens of millions. He's spectacular at doing this. He's the godfather of this, okay? Make no mistake about it. And let me tell you something, what he said. He used the word Gestapo. Now, normally, you'd listen to folks on the right, and they'd accuse you of engaging in hyperbole for using such a word. What you gonna say about him? You've been raving about him. His support for Donald Trump before the election, how Donald Trump showed up for a 3-hour interview with him when Kamala Harris passed on sitting down with him and all of that stuff. And then even in the aftermath of the election, how you could see him with Trump and Trump thought And they credited Joe Rogan with being an integral part of Trump getting elected, because those young voters out there listened to Joe Rogan and it helped Donald Trump get over the hump and beat Kamala Harris with her 74 million votes. Because why? Donald Trump had 77 million. What you going to say about that man now? He used the word Gestapo, not Stephen A., not folks on the left, not progressive, not moderates, not centrist. Nah, not to say that Joe Rogan is this conservative, righty MAGA dude, because he's not. The point is, he's endorsed and supported Donald Trump. Y'all applauded him for doing so. You raved about him doing so. What you going to say about him now? And by the way, warning. Joe Rogan might not be somebody's bad side that you want to get on. Just a warning to the right. You might not want to go there. You might not want to get that brother locked in on you because you feel you've been slighted. You better pump those brakes. You better move in a different direction. Joe Rogan wasn't the only one that spoke about all the nonsense going on. Donald Trump did too, but he took it a step further. Because to distract our attention, in my opinion, that's what he's doing. To distract our attention away from issues of affordability and safety in the United States of America, issues that he's not necessarily winning on at this particular moment in time and isn't as easy to fix as he thought it was going to be. This man, yet again, has engaged in another, what I would dare say, is an evasive tactic. There's headlines out of Washington. Trump says civil rights caused white people to be very badly treated. And when asked a question by a New York Times reporter by the name of David E. Zanger, he asked the president the question, do you believe that the civil rights protections that Americans had started in the 1960s and so forth resulted ultimately in the discrimination against white men? Have no idea why David Singer would ask that question, but nevertheless, he did. And here was Trump's response. Quote, well, I think that a lot of people were very badly treated. White people were very badly treated, where they did extremely well and they were not invited to go into a university or a college. So I would say in that way, I think it was unfair in certain cases, Trump replied. I think it was also at the same time it accomplished some very wonderful things, but it also hurt a lot of people. People that deserve to go to college or deserve to get a job weren't able to get a job. So it was the reverse discrimination. That's just another way of justifying DEI and its eradication, according to Trump. But you would touch that issue in this particular moment in time. When you have ICE agents across America snatching people up, and by no means am I trying to imply that they're not snatching up criminals, that they're not looking for criminals, that they're not trying to get the hardcore criminals, some of whom are gang members. And I'm not trying to imply that they're not doing that. I recognize that. But there are various others that is not the case with, and you're just rounding them up. Why? Because the havoc in the streets, the optics of it all, is something Trump doesn't mind, because he likes to be seen as fighting. He doesn't give a damn. You see, when we bring up the fact that President Obama, during his administration, deported over 3 million migrants, we bring that up to make the case that it justifies what Trump is doing. I'm saying it's not about what you're doing. It's about how you're doing it. And the fact that he's doing it this way, where instead of simply being about the business of trying to fulfill a campaign promise and deliver on what you said, because Obama was very much about deportation when it came to migrants while he campaigned for the presidency in 2007 and beyond, he was keeping his word about the fact that you couldn't just have people crossing the borders illegally and suffocating this country with an abundance of migrants that were going to bleed us economically, because stuff like emergency rooms was going to be used as people's health care and all of this other stuff. Couldn't have it. But he cared about the optics. He cared about how it looked. He cared about not coming across like a Gestapo regime. He cared about that. Trump does it because he wants to show that he's willing to fight. And he wants to show force. And he wants to be a bully. This is what critics are saying. And he's doing nothing to dissuade you from believing otherwise. Nothing. A matter of fact, he's instigating fights. And why am I bringing up Iran? And why am I bringing up stuff like that? You know why? Because the man did campaign talking about America first and we shouldn't be in wars all over the place, but yet you're willing to fight with every damn body. Supposedly, something's got to give. Now, if you the Democrats, are you going to be smart or are you going to be stupid? Are you going to be like putty in his hands and play right into what he wants you to play into? To distract all of us from the real, from the issues we really need to be focused on? Or are you going to take his rhetoric and respond to that at every turn? Or dare I say, lean heavily towards the progressive left and get caught up in focusing on Mamdani and the whole nursing strike in New York City, and we're talking about equal pay, and we're talking about minimum wages being raised and all of this other stuff that, not that that lends itself towards socialism, but you know he's a socialist. Are you going to give Trump the ammunition to lean on that? Or are you going to keep America focused on the chaos that's going on and say that's not what we want? Somewhere along the lines, you've got to ask yourself that question, because somewhere along the lines, in the very, very near future, we're going to need to have an answer. I'm here to tell you that right now. We got to go to break in just a second. 866-967-6887. That's 866-96-POTUS. When you think about what Trump is going to do, he's going to make the argument. He's done a great job. The right's going to make the argument. He's done a great job. Open borders was addressed, you know. Left opposed energy dominance and independence while he didn't. Folks are still clinging to woke and DEI culture. He's not doing that. How the Dems opposed, you know, targeting and taking out Iran's nuclear sites. Defund, dismantle, no bail. They're going to point to all of these things. Sanctuary city and state policies. They're going to have their ammunition against the left. You're the left. Focus on healthcare. Focus on affordability. Accuse him of not focusing on that. And get the hell out of the way and let him continue to speak. It's an opportunity. Are you going to blow it or not? Because Trump is blowing it. That's my opinion. What's Chris Cuomo's opinion? We'll get to that next. The new host. Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124, where the morning drive show is about to come on right now. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're listening live to Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Back with Chris Cuomo in a minute.